The following audio is via a Skype call.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm so excited to be with you all today that I can barely contain myself. I feel like so juiced and stoked about today's show. I have with me a very, very special close friend of mine and amazing guest for the show today, because we're going to talk about the new year, because here we are in 2019. Welcome 2019. We're all ready to start new things, take steps forward by hitting the ground running. But we can waste a lot of precious time spinning our wheels if we're not prepared to take right action. What does that mean? Today's show is about what right action is and how we can best align ourselves with and succeed beyond our wildest dreams using astrology and ascension. So here we are, my special guest, Janet Haycox. Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's always special to share time with you and, of course, your listeners. And so I'm very excited about this today as well.
Me too. I mean, it's already like right out of the gate, there is just so much that's happening for us, right? That I want to, first of all, tell the listeners, that the ones that don't know you and I, because there's always new people tuning in for the first time, who we are. You are like the world's best astrologer. You are the world's best astrologer, and you are a master at human design and also a master at the gene keys. And you are a grandmother, you are a mother, and you're a speaker. You have your own radio program called MetaCafe. And you and I have been friends for years, and we love going back and forth about astrology and building our new world together. And for the people that don't know me, I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm a spiritual teacher, I'm an ascension guide, and I'm a master wealth coach. I assist people, women, successful women, to move into the abundance of their spirit, make peace with their past, and build their financial empires on wealthy, wealthy roots. And so today we're going to talk about where we are on an astrological level moving forward into 2019. But I just wanted to share a few things that I haven't shared with you yet, Janet, about the ascension timeline. This morning I just made some notes to talk about where we are right now in January and what we're finding ourselves in. And then maybe you can validate this with the planet.
Perfect.
How's that?
Perfect.
So right now we are absolutely in a major, major clearing cycle. It's like there's like a major, major clearing cycle going on, like cleaning of the house of the highest order. It's like, you know, we're like getting rid of things, cleaning things out, purifying things. We're letting go of old emotional suppression, old thoughts, all kinds of things that is no longer serving our forward movement, like literally coming right out of the gate with everything moving forward. So it can feel a little bit overwhelming, because it's like, wow, you really want to jump and you really want to go, but there's the foundation isn't really clean and purified yet. So I want everybody to know that, hey, know that this is what's happening. Like the number one job right now is to clean the house. And what clean the house. It's like, get rid of everything in the house that's donation bags going out the door, right? So many things, cleaning up your computer, cleaning up your finances, cleaning up your closets, cleaning up things that really need to go. But then I want you to look at your house, your physical house, your physical body, your emotional suppression, letting go of toxic old emotions to where normally you would react at things that are going on in the outside world, which means whenever you're reacting, then you're triggered and you're not coming from a neutral place. So that would be letting go of that. And then letting go of old thoughts, you know, fears, limiting beliefs, negative limiting beliefs, what's no longer serving you. So it's like that major house cleaning that's happening, and everything happens on the inside of our physical body. That's what I mean by I help people move into their self-healing, cleaning that out so that they can build foundations and on a ground in building their new world. So we're in this major cycle right now, especially with the eclipses coming up this weekend of releasing and letting go. So that's one thing. The other thing we're doing at the same time while we're doing this, and we're able and we're capable because we're such amazing, capable human beings, you know.
yeah, we are.
Multidimensional beings being able to do so many things, right? And so here we are. We're rewriting the story at the same time while we're letting go of the old story. Releasing that karmic debris, letting go of the old stuff, rewriting the story. And you might find yourself feeling particularly drawn inward. And so what I found where we are right now is that we are in water and we are in the womb. We are literally in the womb. And in that womb, it's really almost like we can't see, we can't hear. We're in the water and you've got the baby and you're birthing that baby. And so if your water isn't clean and pure and at peace and harmonized, you're going to be reacting, which you have a baby in the womb. And we know that we don't want that baby, your baby, to feel distress, any kinds of negative thoughts that the baby would, you know, take in utero, negative limiting beliefs, any of these negative things that the baby may be feeling. So you want to be able to make sure that water, that inner water that you have right now where you're in, is that it's at peace. That's really, really important. Janet's going to talk to us a lot about taking right action, but to really make sure that we're at peace. And the number one thing is, how do you talk to your baby? So it's that self-talk that you've got going. So as you're going through feeling your water while you're cleaning the house and doing all of these things, you know, pay attention to how you talk to your baby, pay attention to your water, and clean your house. How is that, Janet, for an ascension timeline update?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, you know, the nice thing about doing this is I get to hear you say things from a totally different perspective, because I've been talking about these same things, but from an astrological perspective since about, you know, last October, as I'm preparing people for moving into 2019. So let's go with your first point there, the letting go, cleaning your house, that kind of energy is really so, so important in 2019. And what you're speaking about is Saturn, and also in some ways Pluto in Capricorn, right? Saturn is a planet that when we have cycles of Saturn, what we're doing is we're pruning things out of our lives. We're coming to a place of our authority, centering ourselves in that authority. And then the next step, of course, is the discipline to take the next step, the next right action. And we've been priming for this, right? The whole of 2018 was really about our getting into that deep, watery space, determining what's going to go, right? What isn't serving us? And here we are now in the face of, what is it, tomorrow, Saturday's first eclipse of the year, a solar eclipse, very powerful at 15 degrees of Capricorn. And where you can tell you are clearing your house is by the house in your astrology chart that this is occurring in. And for some people, it is going to be intense because maybe they have a lot of planets in that house already. So there's already fodder, you know, there's already stuff that's coming up and they know they've got to do something about it. We may hesitate to do something about it because it means letting go. And sometimes we're afraid to let something go because we might miss out on something, or we have a fear that, you know, we won't get another opportunity that's correct for us. But it is definitely time for us to do that. And the more that we seek to hold on to the same old, the tougher this is going to be on us this year. These eclipses are game changers. They don't come along and just say, oh yeah, well, okay, why don't you think about changing this in your life? It's more like, change this in your life or else.
Guess what? Actually, you know, what's going to happen is it's not optional anymore. It's not.
I think you're right. It's probably not.
It's not, because it's like, you know, the universe, we're evolving. We are absolutely evolving. And you will not, you don't have the choice anymore, the luxury to sit back and kind of like go half in, half out. It's just not going to happen. The one thing I wanted to say to you when you were talking about the resistance, when we're resisting, mm-hmm. That's actually a key. That's your key right there. When you're resisting, that is when, that's where actually the miracle can happen. Because as soon as you let go of resistance, it's always the ego that is resisting. It's always the ego. It is never, ever, ever your higher self. And it is never, ever the spirit. Because whatever it is that you need to let go of, the ego is always afraid it's going to lose something. It's not going to have what it is that it thinks that it needs.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is that when you have that awareness and know that you can't lose something that is meant to be yours. You cannot lose something that is meant to be yours. And I, you know, I always, one of my practices, Janet, is that I resist nothing. I let go. Like, even though I do a lot of things and I've got my hands in a lot of things and I've got a lot of stuff, but it's like, you know what? I hold it lightly. I just completely give it over, because you know what? I don't want to live my life in resistance, right? I want to live my life free flowing in financial freedom and prosperity. I want to flow listening to the higher divine plan and completely being able to intuit what is the next step.
Well, and I think what you're echoing what most people want for themselves, right? The ability to do what they want to do, to be prosperous, to live in joy, to live in peace. So I don't think it's something that's real unique. It's just that this is the time, right? We've had to do a lot of clearing to get to this point. And now I think it is time for us to do that. Something else that you said in your opening was about rewriting the story. And it was a theme that I actually wrote on as I went through each of the months. It was the prime example of what January was all about, is about rewriting your story. Because we all have a story we tell about how this happened and that happened and it stopped me from doing this, or I can't do this because of this. And that story is what's holding you back. Where if you let go of the story, then you have a blank slate. And if you have a blank slate, you can write upon it. Right, you can write upon it.
And before you, can I just intercept here? Because rewriting the story, I just want to say, the Keeper of the Garden course mm-hmm. is a 21-day audio e-course. It's $21. It's available for all of you, and it assists you in rewriting the story every single day for 21 days. It assists you in rewriting your story every day. That question is asked. You are rewriting the story of your life. It's asking you, what is it that you want to release? What is it that you want to let go of? It's asking you to what it is that you're grateful for. It's asking you, how do you feel about your root? How do you feel about your root? Do you feel safe? Do you trust? Do you feel confident? Are you on purpose? It's asking you all of these things, because you're building your new world, and you want to build your new world, rewriting the story according to you, not the world. This is what you mean by Saturn authority. You're the authority. Nobody else is the authority outside of you. So
right.
You're the one that's rewriting the story, and you get to choose. You have the power, but you have to be able to trust and intuit what that message is, right? And rewriting the story of your life. The Keeper of the Garden course, go to corneliastephanie.com. Look at the top page. It says Keeper of the Garden. Purchase one for yourself and for your family and all of your employees if you are a CEO of a company, because you want everybody to bring the peace that they want to see in the world. And that is done with the Keeper of the Garden course.
Awesome. So rewriting the story, though, has to start with us letting go. Like you were saying, that there are many of these beliefs and things that we've had in our way and that have clouded our authority, have clouded or kept us from really being able to connect to what it is that's our truth. And that affects us negatively most of the time because we are so keyed into believing what the outer world is telling us that we forget that we actually have our own authority and it's within you. Right? It's within each of us. There isn't anything in your outer world that's going to tell you what to do about what's right for you. A lot of that comes from being inside and really understanding who you are. And it really is like a birthing process. So to your point about birthing, it really is that we are sort of pregnant, if you will, with opportunities to really enjoin ourselves to our higher authority and to really move forward. We, for the last couple of months, we had Mars, the planet of action, in the sign of Pisces, which is water. Have you ever tried to run in a pool? Right? You're running, you're trying to run and you can't get anywhere. It's like being in a dream and you're trying to run away from something and you can't because it's like slogging through Jell-O or something. Well, that's what Mars feels like in Pisces. It's an action fire sign or planet in a water sign. And it can create a lot of steam, but it has no direction, no outlet. Well, that changed on New Year's Eve when Mars moved out of Pisces, hallelujah, and into Aries, a sign it rules. So now we have fire in fire. So now what we have is the stage set for us to take action, for us to move forward. And a lot of people out there are so ready for this and they're feeling that like optimism and that energy building up. But unfortunately, for a lot of people, after being stalled for so long, they may strike out in any direction just to have something to do to say, oh, yes, I'm taking action over here. And is it the right thing that is for them to do? That is the real question. So we have to sort of restrain ourselves a bit and really come back to that question of what's right for me? What's the right direction for me? So that you don't just like spread yourself out there in 15 different directions. Yeah. And then risk, you know, kind of, yeah. of dissipating your energy instead of utilizing your energy.
And I want to say something about that. And there's some key points here to remember. And that is that one of the questions is to ask yourself, do you trust yourself? Do you trust the decisions that you make simply because that's a huge piece. When we're looking outside of ourselves always for approval, or we need somebody to help us, or we need somebody to come and save us, or we need somebody to come in, and that's giving your power away. And if you're still emotionally reacting to anything that's happening outside of the world, and there's a lot of change happening, those old conditions and those old structures have to come down. And it's like, I remember back in the day when I used to work at Walgreens, and when we would move from Christmas, you know, changing the Christmas set to the Valentine set, and the whole entire store would be like a complete disaster and everything was messy. When my district manager would walk in, he would say, you have to break an egg to make an omelet. So it has to be messy. And right now we are in a major clearing cycle and a major cleanup cycle. Like we're really cleaning house and cleaning up and trying to figure out what stays, what do you want to act on? What do you want to take right action on? And don't you want to take that right action on trust and you being your own authority and loving yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last point that you said was about self-talk. And there are going to be missteps. I mean, that's a part of the learning process and trying to claim your authority is that you may step out someplace and believe that that's the right direction only to find out, oh, that wasn't it. right? It's not balanced. It's not harmonic. It's not what I wanted. And the important thing then is to not berate yourself for that time loss or that mistake or that error, because there isn't anything that you're doing that isn't right and perfect, even if it is a mistake. In that, in the mistake may be, oh, okay, that's not going to work for me, so I'm going to move in a new direction. So using everything in your life as a support, as opposed to beating yourself up and telling yourself that you're an idiot or you're stupid or you're not smart or, you know, any of the things that we say to ourselves, we're like, oh, duh, you know, I should have known better.
That's the self-talk I was talking about. How
exactly
are you talking to the baby? How are you talking to the baby? Because literally, what's happening right now is you're giving birth to yourself. You know, I went through this process myself many times in my awakening journey, where literally I was birthing myself. I was giving birth to myself. And like right now, you know, the phoenix is rising. Where is your phoenix rising? And what story are you writing for yourself? Because, you know, the story that you were conditioned and born into with the negative limiting beliefs, the ones that say, I'm not good enough, I'm not lovable, I'm not valuable, all those things we know is not true. It's a complete lie. And so you're the only job that you have is to let go of all those negative old things and even the habitual behavior of negative self-talk. That even when you, like Janet just said, when you make a mistake, how do you talk to yourself? How do you treat yourself? That's an important piece. It's like the same way that you would treat a friend or that you would treat somebody else. You have to first bring it home. It's the home, the house on the inside. It's
yes.
Literally becoming your own world, because we have learned that peace is an inside job, love is an inside job, the world is an inside job. So you are the authority of your own life, your own sovereign. You're the one. The world outside doesn't have any power over you unless you give it to them.
Absolutely. And here we are now in the face of this eclipse, which is, you know, like I started to say, is a huge game-changing thing that happens. It's also happening, you know, at a time of the year where we're already thinking about what are our goals and where are we going to go next year, you know, as we are moving further into 2019. So this is a perfect time today, tomorrow, and then finally Saturday evening with the new moon and the eclipse to really be looking at what is in your foundation. What is your foundation right now? And is it cracked? Is it wobbling?
Yeah.
Is it solid? Is it going to stand the test of time? Is it sustainable? Because that's another thing. The eclipse may expose to you the places where it isn't sustainable and where you need to shore it up, whether that's in your belief system, which is likely because Jupiter in Sagittarius is taking us to those beliefs and truths. And are we free to believe something different about ourselves, about our world, about what's possible? And then build from that foundation. That's what Saturn is all about, is that strength, that foundation. And where do we go from here, right? Yeah. Where do I go? What is the next step?
Yeah. And I want to add, you know, when people, you know, they I don't know how people feel about Saturn, but Saturn is about, you know, discipline. I mean, and really being disciplined. And Saturn's also about reward. And so the thing about it is right now really is the time to be your own disciplinarian and discipline yourself with choosing your thoughts, choosing how you want to feel, choosing the world that you want to create, and be disciplined about it. Because you know that we can't look outside and know nobody's going to come and save us. You know, you are saving yourself. Everyone is capable of self-healing. Be your own coach, be your own healer. Doesn't mean that you don't have support, because we all need support. We all love the support. But you're doing it. You're doing it. You're rewriting the story according to you as your own authority. You're rewarding yourself. You're loving yourself. You're honoring yourself. You're the one that's choosing to let go of, nope, not this. Nope, not this. No, I let go, not this. You're the one that's deciding it. And so be disciplined about it. You know, people used to make fun of me when, you know, like over the last years when I would get up like at 4 o'clock in the morning and I would do all of my, you know, spiritual work. And I've just been so dedicated and disciplined to you know, build my foundation that's sustainable and build it on a world that I want to walk on, that I want to stand on, and then let that ripple out to the point where, you know, people look at me and they go, I want what you have. Well, you can have that because you have the same abilities that I do. You know, you have amazing abilities. Everybody does, right, Janet? So,
yep.
You know, this is what it is that we're all doing is we're building our new world, you know, and we're evolving and we're really being called. Like if people didn't see our last show that you and I did together, which was fantastic, by the way, I got so many hits from people saying how much they loved listening to the show that you and I did.
Nice.
And how they're listening to it again and again and how many tips and insights that we gave there. So, yeah, because we are being the stewards of the land. We are the stewards of the land, and it's our responsibility now to how do we want this land to be? We have to choose.
You're also the steward of your own life, right? How do you want you to be, right? How do you want to show up in your world? And how do you want to show up doing what you love to do? Those are all, you know, pretty deep questions, but they're also deeply personal. And it begins with you just even being willing to ask the question of yourself. What do I want? Who do I want to be? How do I want to show up? And what does that mean for me? Because that sometimes means you have to change some of the things that you've been doing because they haven't been working perhaps, or you've been doing what other people wanted you to do and not what you really wanted to do. It takes no amount of courage to be able to make those kind of changes that we're being asked to make right now. And there was another word that came to mind as you were talking about discipline, and that's about responsibility. That's another Capricorn and Saturn hallmark, is that of being response able. And that stops our needing to knee-jerk react to whatever it is that's showing up in our world. You know, every day there's millions of things that we can knee-jerk to. I mean, my telephone here will just inform me of any little thing that happens out in the world, which gives me either the opportunity to respond or I can react. Right. And that's the choices that we're always faced with. And becoming more responsible is what's needed, right? Instead of that just reaction. We see around us all the time social media so good at this, showing us what people's knee-jerk reactions are to everything.
Yeah, right? And that's what I mean by the emotional reaction. What are you doing? Are you emotionally reacting?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you using your emotions as a compass like it's meant to?
Yeah.
To show you what's the next step, yeah. Next best step, and that would be responding.
Yeah.
Or are you succumbing to that very childish, juvenile, irresponsible action of reaction?
A beautiful way to look at that is you're either responding from love or you're responding from fear. And really that, again, is going to invite you to take a look at where your water is. How are you feeling? Are you at peace? In order to assist you with rewriting the story, asking you the questions, what do I want? What is important to me? You know, all the things that Janet just said. The Keeper of the Garden course, $21, a dollar a day, is available to assist you in 10 minutes a day from the comfort of your own home. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com, look at the top page, it says Keeper of the Garden, and purchase that course for yourself and rewrite the story according to your own authority, what it is that's important to you. Janet, I want to give everybody your website before we go to break, your website, how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. My website is living-astrology.com. So living-astrology.com. And you can also find me on my Facebook page, which is Living Astrology.
Awesome. You can find me at Facebook at Cornelia Stephanie, and you can also go to CorneliaStephanie.com, and there's all of my information there. The other thing you can do is you can text the word Cornelia with a K to the number 22828 to sign up for my newsletter, where I always share all of these amazing podcasts and resources and everything freely with my tribe. So we're going to go to break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're going to be right back.
Did you know that when working with the law of attraction, it's beneficial to share your longings with a supportive tribe who can assist in maintaining accountability and hold the creative space for your desires to manifest? I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream. Join me each month at the new and full moon to plant your seeds of abundance, consciously tend to your intentions throughout the lunar phases, then harvest the fruits of your co-creation with the universe in my Lunar Manifestations members only forum. Your tribe is waiting for you at goldenotter.us.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Gen.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We were listening to Benny's music. Benny's got some great music playing in the background all the time. You got some great playlists. I wish that I had you around to create a playlist for me.
Oh, well, hey, 2019 just started, so there's a whole year to think about that.
That is, because I know, because the last time you played something fun for us, too. And so, you got that special.
Thanks. Yeah, I try to stick thematic with the show and smooth into the new year.
Definitely. Smooth. Smooth is the perfect mm-hmm. way. Smooth and easy. Yay. So, Janet, my gosh. We were talking during the break, and which also should be recorded because there's always some good juju stuff. And
that's where we get our best stuff is right when nobody's listening.
Totally. And, what we were talking about is we're actually going to do Facebook Lives, and they're going to be weekly podcasts between Janet and I, where we're going to do Ascension Timeline. I'm going to bring the Ascension, Janet's going to bring the astrology, and then we're going to do what we just did here today. So look out for that, because the reason why is we're just having so much fun with this. It's just so fun. I mean, and it's really, really about sharing the gifts and supporting each other. And so we love doing this. And so why not, right?
I cannot think of a good reason not to.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we're moving into this eclipse on Friday, which is
Saturday.
Saturday. So today's Thursday. So that's in 2 days.
It would help if I turned my calendar to January.
It would help.
I've been sick for the whole week. So it's the first day I really looked and went, wait, that's December. Yeah. But it is Saturday, the 5th, when we have the eclipse in Capricorn. So we all need to be prepared for the changes that can be brought about during these eclipses. And this is a powerful one. It's a new moon. right? It's all about setting the stage for what comes next. The best way I know of to find out what that is personally for you is to get an astrology reading. And, you know, I know later in the show, Cornelia, we're going to talk about a special offer that we are extending to the listeners today to be able to get just that. But it helps you to focus in, for example, on where that change is happening in your personal life. For example, mine in my own chart, and I'm going to tell you, I think, where yours is as well, it's in the house of work and how I share my gifts and my talents. And I already see the numbers up, right? We just discussed how we were going to bring something new in. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's pretty interesting because I opened up space in my mind about, oh, an hour ago about how I was going to run my shows, my daily shows over the next year. So it's pretty amazing what happens when you come into alignment. In your case, it's happening at the top of your chart in the 10th house, which is the house of authority and career. It's the house Saturn rules. So for you, it's all about professionalism and claiming more and more of your authority. And those are just the simple little one-offs that we can find in an astrology chart. But of course, there's many more layers to that. And the next step here that we were going to talk about this morning is, what is right action? And how do we find that? Because what does it mean, really? And then how do we, you know, come into alignment with that? Because as most of us know, there's never really just one path. Like, there's never been a time in my life, I can never remember a time anyway, where I only had one direction that I could go. Right. It always seemed like when I came to a crossroads that there were several crossroads opening, and which one do I go with? So here's my opportunity to introduce everybody to a new type of astrology. It's not really that new, but it is sort of new. And that is human design astrology. It is where we are given a type, a strategy, and an authority that really helps engage us in what is correct for us and how it is that we make correct decisions for ourselves. And by the way, if you go to my website that we gave the address to before the break, you can get yourself a free human design chart, and it comes with a whole description about who you are meant to be. And just find the thing that says free human design and click on that, and you will be guided to how to get that chart. Because in it is our strategy, and every type has a different strategy. You and I just happen to be the same type. We have the same strategy. We see in our outer world something that we are going to respond to. And I can't remember if your authority is emotional or not. Mine is. Yours is too?
Yeah.
So it is through our emotions, how we feel about things, that we decide whether we're going to pursue it or not. And it is usually something that is, we think of as emotions as our feelings, but our emotions are really a guidance system. And that guidance system, when you're feeling good about something, it tells you that you need more of that. If you're not feeling so good about something, it means you probably need less of that. And we're really reluctant at times to follow that as an actual authority. But here on this planet, and starting in about 2027, there's an entire leap evolutionarily that's happening to take us more and more into being aware of our feelings and our emotions. So all the work that you do, Cornelia, about helping people heal their emotional wounds and getting clear of their emotions is in preparation for being able to really use those emotions as your compass in your life.
Because we have to be masters of our emotions. Because again, there's only two, love or fear. That's their emotions. And there's so much that emotionally is under the fear category and emotionally is under the love category, right? So also for your emotional processing, the Keeper of the Garden course again, release all of these things and get in contact with your emotions. But also go to my website at corneliastephanie.com. On the bottom, there's a box and it says, "Free, are you new to Cornelia's work?" And there's a box and it says emotional processing techniques. Click on that. There's all kinds of free things that are offered there if you're just beginning to clear your emotional body, because that's what it is. You have to clear your emotional body to the point where you are not emotionally reacting to the core wounds that are that have been stored in your body for years, suppressed emotional core wounding that hasn't been released, and that you're not reacting. When Janet's talking about the year 2027, when we're taking this huge leap, you want to get to the point where you are completely neutral with, you know, all of the core wounds that you were born into, and that now you're coming from a place of love. I mean, who knows what we're going to be capable of in during that time period? I have no idea. But here's the thing. We're co-creating heaven on earth. I've done it. I'm living it. I'm doing it. This is what we're doing. Peace on earth, heaven on earth is not possible if we're going to continue on reacting, doing the same things that we've been doing, projecting war, first of all, with the words that we speak, the bullying that we do, or with the negative limiting self-talk, or with shooting guns at each other. We can't continue on doing the same things that we've been doing and expect the, different results, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the definition of insanity.
Well, and wouldn't you say that some of the things that are happening out there in the world right now seem pretty insane to me? I don't know about you.
You know, that's such a good point, because I look at that outer world and I'm like, how did we get here? How did we get here to a point where we basically, you know, are watching tantrums, you know, by people that we've put in power, that we presumably elevated to positions of responsibility in our world? And then they're mucking things up out there. Like, what part of me, because I know, like you, that those are projections. So what part of me is in resonance with that, that I was in some way, in some measure, helping to create that atmosphere? And, you know, I think a lot of times we take and we package up these core wounds and these things that we have, you know, we throw them out to the outer world so we can see them clearer. And, you know, the people that we want to blame for this, for example, our president, who we look out there all the time, and whether you love him or hate him, it doesn't really matter. It's the fact that he is actually showing us something. Showing us something about ourselves.
I don't really get into a discussion about the politics at all, because
it's not about the politics. It's about, what does it mean for me that I'm seeing that?
Exactly. But what I just want to say that, you know, the way that I just want to give you my perspective on how I feel about Trump. Trump is the ultimate game changer to assist people in claiming their authority and claiming their power, because prior to Trump, we had nobody that was acting like that to get people to change and claim.
No, we never has anybody been acting like that.
How we do, and so rather than blaming, because remember that's an old behavior, and that's the victim. The victim blames. It's the other person. The victim is the one that puts the energy back out to the person instead of going, "What is this about for me? What am I releasing? What am I letting go of?" Right? Because the victim is the one that points the finger. And right. So that's that we're not blaming anymore. It's about, hey, you're showing me something where I feel powerless. Underneath it all, that's what it's about. It's, you know, because the thing about it is that we are sovereign beings, but only you can deem yourself sovereign. I can sit here and tell you all day long how beautiful you are, how worthy you are, how sovereign you are, how lovable you are, how amazing you are, and all of these truths. But it will not do anything unless you walk those moccasins yourself.
Which, you know, is really that takes us to the foundation of what you and I are sharing here today, is that we have these little keys, these little tickets that get you to the truth of who you are. My way is through astrology and human design, where it's very clear that in the map of the stars was this plan that you had, that you created for yourself. And I'm helping you tap into that. And then from your side, it's all about, how do I push through these things? How do I heal myself? How do I empower myself to be at peace, to live my life? Once I know what my challenges are, now you provide the tools, Cornelia, for people to be able to walk through that and come out of the other end empowered and living their lives fully and joyfully. So It takes two things, right? It takes two. Once you've got to have the aha, the knowledge, And the second then is to work through all of the issues that are holding you back from living what that map was really about.
The other thing that I do is I activate the self-healing template in the person, because I've done this for myself. So literally, because this is, if that's not something that you're thinking about, if you're still looking outside of yourself for someone to heal you, that's fine. But this is also another, part. I just want to bring that there. But Janet, you and I, we have this amazing, we've just got a few minutes left and the hour is done. But I want to talk about our offering, because it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculously low in cost. I mean, it's like, you know, and we want people, we're putting a call to action out for all you women out there that are ready to really, really fully step up and claim your superpowers.
We're ready to rock their lives, rock their worlds.
If you're ready for this, then you need to take us up on this incredible offer that we have. Janet's got, you're going to, Janet, do you want to tell your piece?
Yeah, my part of the offer is an astrology reading for 2019 that takes you through all of the key developments that are happening from the stars and how it's imprinted in your own chart, so that you know how and what is going to be coming up. Where is it going to show up in your life? And how is it that you, what tools, for example, that you had from birth that were helping you to move through this life and to really gain that responsibility, that discipline, and to be able to gain that authority that is you, your authenticity in this life. Along with that, just as an extra bonus from my side, is a 12-month astrological report that gives you a month-by-month check-in. Like literally, you can print out the pages and pin it up so that you know on a daily basis what is up for you personally, what to watch out for, etc. And then that in and of itself is about $150 worth of gifts and the bonus itself and the reading. So Cornelia, what is it on your side that you're offering that helps with this?
Yeah. So you're going to meet me, and now we're going to look at exactly where you're emotionally not in your harmonics right now, where there's a lot of piece that needs to be made with your past, where you are with that, what your goals are as far as your financial foundation, what is it that you want to move forward with, so that we can really lock that in. We're going to do a complete reset. We're going to activate the self-healing template. You're going to get that. We're going to do a complete emotional piece from the past. It's going to be completely cleared out. And you're going to, that's really going to support your sustainability, your foundation, your roots. That's what that's going to help you do. And actually, you know what? I can't remember what my free thing is.
It's the 21 day, it's the garden. Keeper of the garden.
Well, there you go. You get the Keeper of the Garden course for free with this whole session. Which is huge. Well, the Keeper of the Garden course, it's $21, right? But it's so below its value, because
absolutely,
that is like, I don't know, $200, $300 course, because it's a lifetime course. It's not something you're going to do one time, because remember, part of our evolution, becoming our new bodies, when you're letting go of the old body and you're becoming a new body, it's done in layers. It's not all done at one time. It's like all of a sudden you're walking around the spiral of evolution, and you know, you're letting go of an unworthiness and not good enough and abandonment and betrayal and shame. And you're letting go of all of these things from emotion, beliefs, thoughts. And that doesn't just happen in one walk around. It literally, you know, comes down in layers, and thankfully so, because you know, your body wouldn't be able to take in that much light at one time. So that's the thing. So the value of the Keeper of the Garden course is a lifetime. And the special that Janet and I have right now, what is it? $88 for yours, $88 for mine, right?
89 and 89. So a total of 178 together.
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
It is mind blowing, because one session with me is $244, one session. So it's, and I'm doing this with Janet, and I are doing this together because we want to help as many people as we possibly can. But we need you to take a call to action, because this is not going to last, because we're going to, her and I are also getting busier and busier and busier. And very soon we're not going to be offering this. So this is one that we want you to say yes to now, sign up for it. And then, you know, we start making the appointments because, you know, we also have very busy lives and lots of clients and podcasts and different things we're doing. So get sign up for it now, and then let's start making the appointments so that you can begin 2019 empowered. But one thing I want to say about the new year, from my calendar, from where I see the new year, and I'm speaking from the Ascension timeline, is the new year doesn't begin until the spring. So I see the new year begin in the spring equinox when the sun moves into Aries. That is when the new year really begins for me. Right now we're still in, you know, we're going by the Happy New Year because it's 2019. Hello, Happy New Year, our Gregorian calendar that we've been following for years and years and years. But actually
totally contrived and mechanical. It has no real meaning.
Right. And so now we're moving more into harmony with nature, and nature's timeline, ascension timeline, is really more about the spring. So think about it like this. We're still in deep of winter right now, and really get clear on your goals, clean your house, you know, tune into taking right action. We're offering an amazing tool for you to assist you with Janet's session, my session. They harmonize together. How can they get it, Janet?
Good question, because there's a specific link that we have on, it's parked on my website at the moment. I don't know, how can we display that for people, or is there a place where they can go?
I will go ahead and display it on the YouTube video that's going to be when we load this up on YouTube, I'll put it there. But, you know, when you post the show today on your Facebook, Janet, put the link. And I'll post the show on my Facebook today, and I'll put the link. But you can also email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I'll send you the link. Or you can go get it at Janet's website. Janet?
I'm going to have to put it. There's a link to my website, but it's hidden at the moment.
Okay.
So that, because it was special just for our listeners today. And so if I...
We're going to put
email Cornelia, and she will send you the link. Yeah. And then I think what we can do is rearrange the page on the homepage on my website and on your website that takes everybody directly to it.
Yeah, we'll do that. So email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and go to our Facebooks. Go to Janet Hickox's Facebook and my Facebook. And as soon as we get done with this show today, we're going to go post the link. We're gonna post it. It's gonna just say, here's the link for Janet and Cornelia's show. Then that way you have it available and you can get it from there right away. So that's gonna be probably the easiest way. But if you're not on Facebook, then email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. So we've got literally less than 2 minutes. Janet, final words.
Final words. Well, something was occurring to me while you were talking, Cornelia, and that is one of the things that is really happening to us on a genetic level as human beings is that our DNA is opening up to be able to transduce more and more light. So when you're talking about ascension, I immediately go to that process that we're undergoing where our DNA is going to be able to take in more light and send out more light. And that creates this new human template that we've all been hearing about and talking about, of where we're all living from our authority and our authenticity. 2019 is another one of those years on the path to our being able to be able to be more and more in alignment with what's our truth from our DNA.
Yeah, and that's the reason why, but you do have to choose. It's a choice to
make. It is a choice.
It's a choice. You do have to choose. I want to self-heal. I choose the self-healing. As soon as you do that, everything in your DNA hears it. It's locked in. It gets locked in and it's ready to go. But the truth is that, do you believe what it is I'm saying? because you know what the thing about it is that, is it really that easy? It is, because I've done it for myself, and I've done it for many, many clients, many people in my community. And it's amazing what's happening when you make that choice and choose to self-heal and choose to be the authority in your life, as far as your healing, your money, your business, your world, and on how you see things, and know that you have value, that you have honor, that what you say matters, and that you can trust yourself. So not coming from an emotional,
knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah, exactly. So
take control, grab it by the horns and be conscious about it.
Text the word Cornelia, text the number 22828 to Cornelia, and sign up for the newsletter and check us out on Facebook. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you again soon. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Cornelia.
Thank you. Oh my God, that was so fun.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.